It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Foo Gallery. Learn how to sell your photos through WooCommerce using Foo Gallery. Check out foo.gallery for more information. In today's episode, I'm sitting down with WP Minute's new managing editor, Paul Lacy. Paul has a storied history in WordPress and in WordPress podcasting. More specifically, he was a co-host of the WP Build Show for quite some time with our good friend Nathan Wrigley, and he's joining the team to help corral some of this content, work on the podcast, work with you in the community. If you're looking to get your news out through the WP Minute, contact Paul. You'll find more information about Paul in this episode. Have you considered supporting WP Minute, joining the private Discord, getting involved in the weekly WordPress news? Now is a great time. Go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport, buymeacoffee.com/MattReport, join the private Discord, connect with other like-minded folks who are chatting all about the WordPress news. It's an amazing experience inside this Discord, watching everyone talk and share links and just really get deep with the WordPress news. And hey, by the way, if that's you, if you're contributing links, we give you shout outs on the podcast. So it's a great way for you to get some exposure and really help with content. We do have a content bounty available. If somebody is looking to purchase the sponsorship for a new article about going back to WordCamps and all of the thought that goes around that, I mean, coming out of COVID, travel, you know, getting in rooms with hundreds, if not thousands of people, we have a content bounty available. Go to store.mattreport.com or reach out to me if you'd like to sponsor that piece by a fellow WP Minute reporter. Let me know. Okay, we're going to dive into today's episode, a meet and greet with Paul Lacy. Hey, Paul.
Hello again, Matt.
We just got finished recording a private podcast for our members over at the WPMinute.com. If you want to become a member, go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. You can join and get your hand in the weekly WordPress news every week in our private Discord server. And I say we because Paul is our new managing editor here at the WP Minute. Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you very much. And we've had our first board meeting as well, which was novel.
We had our first board meeting. You asked for a company credit card. I said, we're not there yet. I do apologize. But yeah, it's fantastic. This experiment of the WP Minute of community journalism, even though it's in this micro form right now, is something that's has been of interest of mine for quite a while, but also of yours, because you have a lot of opinions and you're coming off a 2-year stint with another podcast, with another fellow WordPress content creator.
Yep, and absolutely. Our good friend Nathan Wrigley, who has been running WP Builds for something like 5 years, coming up to 5 years, I think they're coming up to now. And like you say, just for over 2 years, I was co-host of one of the shows called This Week in WordPress, which was hopefully it's a popular weekly news panel show where we had different guests on and we discussed what was going on in the last week. And I recently left that to just try some different ideas and different projects and stuff like that. And then we hooked up through a kind of strange occurrence. Do we want to go into that?
You unsubscribe from my newsletter. And as I do, I said, oh, I'm not going to let this one get away. But, you know, if you do subscribe to any of my newsletters, then I might chase you down if I recognize your email.
You'll get a job.
Get a job. If you unsubscribe, everyone hit unsubscribe now and you might get a job here at the WP Minute.
We should maybe edit this out. This isn't going to work very well, is it?
But then we connected and I was like, hey, you know, you've got opinions. Certainly I have opinions. The WP Minute is this community journalism thing where I want to surface folks in the community and get their ideas out there. You know, again, I'm going to throw a curveball question at you. How do you think, why the WP Minute for you? Like, what in it makes it different that you say, you know what? Okay, I'll come back to WordPress a week later and stay in this space.
Yeah, the funny thing is that when I was in the mindset to go and try some different things, I was a little bit tired of WordPress, actually, and being so involved in it every week for 90 minutes, because there's a lot going on in WordPress at the moment with the acquisitions and Gutenberg project, and there is division in the community about WordPress, you know, with different things, and we're going through some kind of global economic crash potentially, and there's COVID, all this stuff. Nobody's been to a WordCamp properly for years, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and the news is actually at times exhausting, actually, if you're really, really neck deep in it. So when you were talking to me about Dolby Minute, I knew that it's generally quite short form content, and it was community driven as well. And you just started this membership, this paid membership as well. And I thought, well, I mean, I initially just joined it anyway. I just joined it after, while we were talking. And I just liked the idea of the shortness of the content and the brevity of it, really. Yeah. And I got so much out of WordPress. I don't want to lose WordPress as a big part of my life. And it was just an unbelievable kind of coincidence that you were looking, I don't even know if you were looking, but maybe when we chatted, you decided that maybe it was a good idea or something. But it turned out that a good fit would be to allow you to take your foot off the gas on the community curation of things, focus on the ideas and the finances of the project to keep it sustainable. And I happen to be someone with a couple of skills that probably are quite rare in this space, mm-hmm. because you could say there's a lot of WordPress shows, panel shows and stuff like that, and news curation shows and everything, but there isn't that many. Right. There isn't that many. And there's not that many people doing it as a co-host and have had the sort of background experience of that. So it just sort of fit quite well. And it was exciting new project. And I have to say, you know, you are somebody who, you know, I do look up to. Don't get embarrassed about that. But it's kind of cool. I've been watching Matt for years. But, you know, you were kind of some of the first content that I was watching, along with Divination and stuff. But years, I was involved in WordPress way before that, but it was just the software I used. Mm-hmm. And to kind of, you know, get the opportunity to work with you as well as the community side of things was a pretty cool gig. Mm-hmm. And it ticked all the boxes I was looking for at the time. I didn't even know that I was looking for something like this, but it didn't take me long to agree.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The, you know, I think the climate of WordPress, like you said, there is a lot. There's a lot of content being produced for a very small amount of people right now anyway, right? There's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, there's probably what, like a dozen podcasts, another dozen like YouTubers and live streamers and things like that, which, you know, for the amount of people who actually care about the inside baseball or the 1% of WordPress, I mean, that's a lot of content for so few people. One of the interesting challenges that I've had, speaking of people who have unsubscribed that I've reached out to and I've said, hey, why did you unsubscribe? And largely the biggest reason is because it's the same content that I'm getting elsewhere. It just happens to be shorter form. So that is for me anyway, it sort of validates what I'm doing. Validates one is because somebody wants something long form. Okay, so I know you still care about it. You haven't lost you indefinitely. But two, I know that the people who are staying, they want the short form, because there is a lot of stuff out there. A lot of it is super long form. And if you're just not into that, then you just listen, you punch in for 5 minutes every week and you just get like the super most impactful headlines either read to you by a community member or by me and maybe even you now, Paul, in the future, along with some other curated content. And I am quite happy with, you know, where this is headed and being able to define who this project is for, or who this podcast is for and who this project is for is good. It's one that I've had a pretty good gut feeling with so far.
Yeah, and the unique aspect that you probably haven't mentioned in this particular chat is, I mean, you've mentioned it to an extent, but the level of community generated aspect to this. Mm-hmm. So there is a paid membership and there's a fair few people already joining and it's pretty active as well. And there are different channels for different ways inside that community to, whether it's self-promotional stuff or it's kind of also a bit of a safe space to talk about some of the things that you might not want to tweet out, for instance, because it's more of a closed shop. And we also talk about some of the things that we see kicking off on Twitter from time to time, which form part of the news as well. So the news isn't always an article someone wrote or a product that released. In fact, we don't talk much about products at all, to be fair. This is more about things happening. But Twitter threads come into the mix as well. But a lot of the links that are submitted that go into the weekly show are from the members. And that's just the beginning, because we want to generate some more what you might call originals content in multiple forms. We've always a focus on the membership being the source of it first and foremost. Mm-hmm. So if it's mm-hmm. a live stream panel show that we do, then the people who are on it will largely be as long as they want to do it from the membership. If we have one of the content bounties, which you may talk about now or another time, again, those content bounties put out to the membership again. And yeah. it's helping people who have voices on social media, but put it this way, in years to come, when the aliens are looking down and figuring, you know, and looking what we were actually up to and what was going on, at this point in time, it's going to be digital content, blog posts and podcasts and videos and social media content, where a lot of discussion about this sort of happens, tends to just get pushed down the list within seconds.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah. and some of the people who comment in social media but never write blog posts and never go on panels and never do podcast episodes would give a ton of value to the community that doesn't exist there yet.
Yeah. 100%. If you want to get involved and you want to get in the community, go to buymeacoffee.com/Matt Report, buymeacoffee.com/Matt Report, join the membership. It's $79 for the year. You get access to our private Discord server. You get to join in, get your opinion out there for the WordPress news, share links. If you're the one to mention links for the weekly podcast and newsletter, you get shout outs on the show. It's fun stuff. It's community driven. There's a whole bunch more stuff we have planned. Reach out to Paul if you have any questions about that, or you might see him in the Discord server when you join, or tweet at him. Or tweet at me, tweet at everybody. Let us all know. It's the WPMinute.com for your weekly dose of 5-minute WordPress news. Thanks for listening today. Again, Paul, thanks for joining this new experiment.
Excited. It's an honor. I'm looking forward to, and I honestly hope I can do a good job for everybody in the membership and everybody who listens and watches, and just really looking forward to being part of the team. Thanks very much.
Yeah, if you can do a 90-minute show, I think you can do a 5-minute show.
I think so. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.